Welcome to Fort McMurray Matters.
Keeping you connected to our community.
Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome to another episode of Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Adam Ophus, and today we're chatting with Natalia Cordeau-Hilliard about Girls Inc. of Northern Alberta. How's it going today?
I'm good, Adam. How are you doing?
Oh, just enjoying this beautiful Fort McMurray weather today.
Yeah, we got a freezing rain warning. Lovely.
Oh, it's absolutely fantastic. Now, I do want to chat to you about this really cool organization. Now, I am new to the community. I don't know too much about it, but you and I were just kind of sharing email there, and you had mentioned about this amazing thing. Well, before I actually get to it, what is Girls Inc. of Northern Alberta?
Girls Inc. of Northern Alberta is a nonprofit organization that offers gender-specific programming for girls aged 6 to 18. We focus on three pillars. That would be Strong, where we focus on overall well-being, Smart, where we focus on academic enrichment, and Bold, where we focus on life skills. And that is a little bit about what we're talking today, is the Bold pillar, because we are offering a 16 Days of Activism virtual workshop series on November 24th, December 1st, December 3rd, and December 8th. We're really excited about this. If you don't know what 16 Days of Activism is, the full title is 16 Days of Activism Against Gender-Based Violence. It runs from November 25th to December 10th, and it's an annual global call to action to end gender-based violence, which is, of course, any form of harm against someone based on their gender identity, how they express themselves, or existing stereotypes. And because our organization is committed to preventing gender-based violence and advocating for gender equality, we are offering this workshop.
Okay, and now this might sound like an absolute silly question. It seems like our society and everything has come such a long way. How important is this, that like to really, you know, focus and push on gender equality nowadays?
Well, the goal is to end it entirely, which is a huge goal. But Waypoints is saying that their domestic violence calls are actually exceeding pre-pandemic levels. Their shelter arrivals are not, but they are still getting those calls. And we need to be there, and we need to just have a discussion, an open discussion about what the issue is, how we can prevent it, how we can be allies to survivors. So each of these workshops actually focuses on those different things. On November 24th, from 4:30 to 6, we'll be talking about our rights with CEDA and Canada. So CEDA is the Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination Against Women. Participants will learn about girls and women's rights through the framework of CEDA, while looking at Canada as a whole to view and discuss women's rights and issues that we face in society. And then on December 1st, we're talking about how the media can impact how women are presented, and how they can possibly skew our constant realities, and how our participants can be critical thinkers and how they can exercise those thoughts. On December 3rd, from 11 to 12:30, we have Islamophobia and Allyship. We'll define and discuss racism through Islamophobia and learn how to be an active bystander, as well as that allyship that I mentioned. And then on December 8th, from 4:30 to 6, that's where we'll be talking about supporting survivors. So we'll be talking about how sexual violence impacts Canadians and what we can do as leaders to fight against this and break the cycle of gender-based violence while supporting those survivors.
We're just going to take a quick first break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but when we come back, we're going to hear more from Natalia and Girls Inc. of Northern Alberta and the 16 Days of Activism workshop. We have lots more to talk about.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. If you're just tuning in, today we're chatting with Natalia Cordeau-Hilliard about Girls Inc. of Northern Alberta, where she discussed everything going on with the 16 Days of Activism workshop. Now, Natalia, you had mentioned the first day there, which is Our Rights, CEDA, and Canada, happening on November 24th from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. for the virtual workshop. What is CEDA?
That is basically just a group that really focuses on the elimination of all forms of discrimination against women. It's a national group national convention.
Okay, and then all of this too, like, is this for, you know, women of all ages, younger women, older women, like, just who is this directed for?
You know what? This is for ages 10 and up. Adults are welcome. This is a learning experience for everyone. Oftentimes, if you haven't experienced gender-based violence yourself, you don't realize that someone in your life could have. So this is a great learning experience. And while we do have the full workshops, maybe you're leaning towards one, that is totally fine, or two, you can register for all four, or you can just register for one. It is totally up to you, but it is 10 plus, but of course, adults welcome. It's a learning experience.
For the next one, December 1st, 4:30 to 6, the media and gender-based violence. Now, is that typically just how women are portrayed? Is that like Instagram-type stuff? Like, what is the focus?
So we will be talking about all forms of media. That's social media, TV. We, in our Growth 2 program and our media programs, we actually will dissect music videos and just have a discussion about how the role all forms of media play in not only being a woman and how we're portrayed, but also in gender-based violence.
I mean, being at a station here, I have seen some music videos, and yeah, they can be, they can be something. I'll just say that. They could be something.
Yes. Yeah, even lyrics sometimes. I know I'm very much a hip-hop fan, but the lyrics sometimes are very triggering, for lack of better words.
Oh, 100% I agree with that. And then on December 3rd, Islamophobia and Allyship. Now, what exactly, like, what's going, well, obviously Islamophobia, that's due, I mean, with for decades now, everything that's happened to the Middle East has kind of pushed this Islamophobia. Now, how is this workshop going to work to try to break that barrier?
So we actually have a youth guest speaker coming in. So that guest speaker is going to talk about anti-bullying, cyberbullying, and what role allies can play in combating racism as well as Islamophobia at school. So this one, it is a youth guest speaker, and we're talking about bullying and stuff. So that one might be for the younger ages of 10 plus, but we're very much focusing on in the school, online, and how you can be an ally.
And then on December 8th, there's supporting survivors. And now I know this has been a large point of a wall to kind of break down, because I know a lot of times, you know, women were taught not to speak up about things, just to keep it to themselves. Is that kind of the wall that is attempting to be broken here?
Yeah. So again, we have a guest speaker for this one, and we've done something similar to this one earlier this year, where we just really focus on the line, "I believe you," and how we can support and listen if someone comes to us and says that they have been impacted by sexual violence or gender-based violence. Just overall, how we can break that cycle and support those survivors.
Yeah, that's extremely important, because I know it seems strange to think about nowadays, but that was such a strong thing that was told to women, was to keep quiet and things like that. And that's nice, you know, it's given a voice. So this starts on November 24th, going, multiple days, this 16 days of activism. Where is the best place to view any of these?
You can go to our website, which is girlsincofnorthernalberta.org. You can also go to our social media. It's posted on our Twitter, our Instagram, our Facebook, and that is whatever platform you're using, /girlsincofnab. And you will find a link there to a Google form, and that's where you can register. Of course, if you have any questions, you can call our office at 780-790-9236.
And this is the Girls Inc. of Northern Alberta. Now, is these workshops that's going on, is this just for Girls Inc. of Northern Alberta? Is this Girls Inc. in general? Like, is this all groups?
So Girls Inc. does, as a national with multiple affiliates, we do focus obviously on women's rights and gender-based violence. And this is very much our focus, but this workshop series is presented by our affiliate, Girls Inc. of Northern Alberta.
We'll return a moment to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
We're back with Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Adam Ophus, and we're here talking to Natalia today with Girls Inc. of Northern Alberta and the 16 Days of Activism Workshop. They do a fantastic thing for women and girls in our community, which leads me to ask Natalia, what are, like, if someone wants to get involved, donate, support, volunteer in some way, can they?
So if you wanted to volunteer, donate, support us in any way, head to our website, girlsincofnorthernalberta.org. On the left-hand side, if you're on a desktop, on your mobile, it'll be on the right-hand side. There is a menu, click Take Action, and then there's options to donate, and then there's options to volunteer. If you wanted to volunteer, again, you just fill out a Google form. If you wanted to donate, we do have a form right on our website. You can use your credit card. You can do one-time donation. You can do a monthly donation. So any support, really, we do appreciate. You can also stop by our office. And if you wanted to make a cash donation, we recently got a cash donation from a local ladies group where they just stopped by, said hi, and, you know, gave us a little chat and made a donation while they were here.
Well, that's fantastic to hear. And then just kind of to maybe even to end us off here, what would you like to say to any girls that are having trouble out there, women having trouble out there, if they're hearing this? And what would you like to say to them? Like, maybe they're too scared to get involved in a group like this, or if they need some help.
For girls specifically, we do develop our programs to focus on fun and friendship. We like to provide an open, safe, non-judgmental, and fun space to discuss these issues. Sometimes these are very heavy issues, but we want to make everyone feel safe. This, for example, is virtual. You don't have to turn your camera on. You can keep your camera off and still participate and take in the information and just be there with us. But we are trying to provide a safe space. We always say at the beginning of our program, what happens at Girls Inc. stays at Girls Inc.
Thank you very much, Natalia. I really appreciate it. And I know some of these topics, like you said, are very heavy, but they need to be talked about. They need to get out there, and people need to know it's okay to talk to someone about it.
Yes, absolutely. And we do, well, I did say that really anyone can register. We do develop these programs with the language to talk to the appropriate age.
Well, thank you very much, Natalia, and I hope everyone joins in for the 16 Days of Activism Workshop, the very first one taking place November 24th, 4:30 to 6 p.m., and that's Our Rights, CEDAW, and Canada. Well, thank you very much for joining us today, Natalia.
Thanks so much for having me, Adam. Have a great day.
You too, Natalia. Thank you very much. And just a reminder, they have accompanying resource kits that can be picked up at the office during the 16 Days of Activism Workshop. But unfortunately, this is all the time we have for today on Fort McMurray Matters. If you missed it, you can check out our website, mix1037fm.com, where a fresh episode of the podcast is uploaded every weekday. Just click on the news section, you'll find it, no problem. And Fort McMurray Matters airs every weekday at noon. I'm Adam Ophus. Chat with you again tomorrow.
That's the end of another edition of Fort McMurray Matters.
Want a copy of this episode or any past episode? Download the podcast at mix1037fm.com.
Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.